welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you taking the time out. It's always good to talk with you, but great to have you onto this video series, particularly as data is what you guys are all about. So that's running through the theme of all of these conversations that we are having on this video series. And without using the rude word, you know, AI won't make a rubbish hotel a good hotel, so to speak. So we may lean into it, but we know that there are some core fundamentals that really need to be in place to leverage the world of AI that we now seem to be propelled into. And that's really what we want to explore. Obviously, you know, from a hotel perspective, hotel group perspective, the value of data and where AI sits within that. But before we dive into the questions, again, let me welcome you to the conversation. How are things with you? How is 2026 going for you and Aggregate Intelligence?
Hey, Trevor, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, as always. I always enjoy the conversations. I think if there was no time limits, we could go on and on.
We are guilty of that, I'm sure.
True. Yeah, 2026 is past. I think you should be asking me how's June going, and not the year.
How's this week going?
Exactly, because things are going so fast in terms of data, technology, buzzwords, and you know, the AI, that it's crazy. It's crazy on the geopolitical side of AI and, you know, LLM agents, European Union creating their own agent to be independent from the American ones, the Russian Chinese having their own ones, and you know, governments restricting the use of LLMs because of threats of wars. It's kind of very, very deep and interesting subject, changing every week, as we say. But within our perspective, in the travel space, the hotels, I think it's also sped up. I think everybody's now, you know, a year ago when we've met on the revenue conference, we were talking about LLMs, who's using you know, ChatGPT, who's using Claude, Perplexity, and now it's more of you know, about, you know, who's using agentic workflows and, yeah, and who's everybody knows now the LLMs. So yeah, it's a fast pace of change.
You're right. In the space of a year, that conversation, because 2024 was kind of ChatGPT and bringing AI to the mass market in that sense, so it was suddenly more understandable. 2026, we know in the conversations we were seeing, was suddenly talking about the agentic AI will be the next, yep, evolution of it. And now in 2025, and then in 2026, that's exactly where we are. And we're starting to see, as you say, those workflows and how that's evolving. And yeah, it's an interesting time. It's an interesting space to watch.
Indeed. Well, just to add on that, 2025 was also about, will AI replace humans? Mm-hmm. Right? Type of conversation.
Yeah.
And now I see that there's a lot of a big narrative saying that human in the loop is needed, and AI will not replace humans. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you see the big, you know, big data companies going through a lot of layoffs, etc., agentic frameworks. You know, what was the last one I read was that Spotify senior developers did not write a code since December last year, because, wow, through WhatsApp, they actually instruct the agents to actually build in the products. So 2025 was about, will AI replace humans? Yeah. 2026 is a narrative, no, it won't.
Yep.
Well, let's see what 2027 will prove.
We can be back into that conversation again.
I think, oh, yes, it can.
Yeah. And it just has, and goodbye.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting. That's something we can revisit. Well, when we come to our predictions at the end of 2026, we can look back on the ones last year, and we can look forward to 2027. So we'll bookmark you for that. That should be interesting. So the first question we're asking all of our partners is how do you assess whether a hotel's current commercial operation is genuinely ready for AI? And when I'm talking hotel, we're talking, it could be individual, small group, large group, and I know there's a lot of variabilities within there, so we are being fairly generic in the question. But how would we assess whether a hotel's current commercial operation is genuinely ready for AI? And as a supplement to that, if they're not ready, or those that you see aren't ready, are there any common gaps?
Well, that's a good question. I like that it's generic. I would expand its generics into any other industry, because most of the businesses are data businesses. They rely on their own data, whether it's a small hotel, a large hotel chain, or a company like ours, or any other. It's a company with data. And now with the AI agentification era, each of these companies are thinking about how to implement the AI and thinking, are we AI ready? And I would say based on our experience, past now, but still an experience, none of the company in the beginning is ready for AI, because the change is so big. No, I would say 10 out of 10 will not be ready. And there's some fundamental work that needs to be done, where a lot of companies can either hire a very expensive consultancy companies that lead that conversion through, or they have to grow it themselves. But they have to be very conscious of what it really means for the company to be AI ready.
Can you and kind of compartmentalize those areas where they?
Yes. So obviously it's the data, but I think the data is the easiest part. Even though we know that data can be sometimes messy from various different sources, uncorrelated, structured, non-structured, etc. This, I think, is something that could be fairly easy to fix. You need a data engineer, maybe a data scientist to help you out with it. And with the agent's help, you can now cure a lot of big data. There's clouds, there's Delta Lakes, so that kind of already has a well-formed path on how to do that. But the most important part, aside the data, is the company and how the company is making decisions and what processes the company has.
Okay.
And that's really the key, because if the company is driven by day on day, finger in the air, emotional driven decisions on pricing, distribution, reactive to operations, then that's pretty messy. And if you add AI on the messy, you get 1,000 times messier.
Magnified messy.
that's exactly, that's how you framed it. A good hotel and
hotel rubbish for hotel.
rubbish hotel. Yeah. And that's the most difficult part to implement in the company. It needs to come from the leaders, obviously, and because it's a completely different mindset. So it's the data, it's the company culture and the processes, and then there's a constant feedback loop required, so that the decision that you make, you no longer wait, for a monthly report to see whether they were correct or not, but you need to have an instant feedback on your decisions. And based on those three things, the company can say, we are AI ready.
So kind of it, data, process, and then the people, the leadership and the teams and how they're using it and training and all that.
Exactly. And think about it. Think about it this way: if let's say we bring in AI into revenue management. Let's say your revenue manager has the strategy and has some tactics, some rules, etc. Whether they use the system or not. And then something happens, they emotionally react because the competition or because the reservations dropped, group left, and whatnot. And that unprocessed behavior is being fed to AI. And then AI replicates that regardless whether it was good pricing decision, business decision, or not.
It's just been fed a set of data and it calculates.
Exactly. Exactly. And what we need to also understand that the LLMs are word processors, and the real artificial intelligence, like we know from the Terminator, is not there yet. What we call AI is not that AI. It's a different type of AI. So it learns on the data that it's being provided with. It doesn't know any other data. So if you teach it wrong, it will produce wrong. So
Sort of
the
classic
out of
rubbish
the
in, rubbish
data,
out kind of thing.
exactly. Multiplied by I don't know how many times. And another way to look at it, and every hotel owner or hotel manager can actually visualize that. Imagine I come to you and I say, I have for you 100 very skilled professional employees for you for free, and they work 27, 24/7. So now, what do you do with those 100 people that you have in your resources? You give a couple to your revenue management, maybe a couple on front desk, few at the restaurant. But what these people will do? If you don't train them to do things properly, they will just copy paste the same thing that's been going on forever in your hotel. So you can't really expect to change your hotel from rubbish to hit hotel by just applying 100 people on it and leaving them with what it is. You got to figure out the rules, the processes, the decision-making structure, so that if you cannot explain your pricing in two sentences to a human, you won't be able to explain that to an AI, right? So if you think about, if you want to be AI ready, think about receiving 100 people for free that will work 24/7 for your operations, business, revenue, sales, marketing, etc. If you can utilize them, then that's great. Your kind of processes are in shape. But if you don't know what to do with them, you're not AI ready.
And I guess on that point, if you're giving some of them to each of your departments, not only do you need to be able to tell those digital employees, AI employees, what to do clearly, but also the oversight of the people that are now managing those AI employees, they need to know what the strengths and weaknesses are of their new AI employees and how to evaluate whether they're doing what they're doing and whether they should be doing and how they should be developing and training them.
Oh, by all means, that's that human in the loop that is today in 2026
The
still
topic.
needed, but it really has a very important role with it. The LLMs of today are completely different to LLMs from last year and previous years. They got so much better, than they are so realistic. I think we discussed about that previously. It's very hard to tell whether they talk true or whether they hallucinate. And then there's this other thing that has developed over the last year, which is the ability of the person to trust LLM because it's easier to trust it rather than question it.
Question it.
And therefore, you can apply AI in your operations, in your marketing teams, etc. And you think it's working well, but it may not. It may just hallucinate, and it will affect your business without you realizing it affects your business. But if you know how to set these things up, and I think that this is where, all these professional companies come in with help, because every business will jump into trying to see if we can apply some AI. I bet most of the people who listen to this have already tried. They tried to automate their emails. They tried to create some automated tasks. Majority of the work is now based on LLM production, whether answering emails or creating chats with guests and answering phones and things like that. But the core of that is to understand how to set that up with appropriate guardrails so that it's not kind of, going into the direction where you will find out in 1 year that it hasn't been a good one.
Well, that leads us very nicely actually onto the second question, which is around processes. And I guess how would you assess whether a hotel has good processes but maybe poor outcomes as compared to one that is genuinely set up?
I think if a company, if a leader of the company, a general manager or a senior director is able to very cleanly explain who decides what, when, and why, then they're in a good shape. If they cannot, because of this, because of that, well, in this case it's this, in this case and that, then that's really the problem. And many businesses that are operating for the last years, tens of years, decades, may be running on like an autopilot of being reactive to whatever is happening. We've been doing that for years, and it kind of is in instinctive to do business, to do pricing, to do marketing, to do or repetitive. Let's do it. It worked last year. Let's do it this year, and let's do it next year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that doesn't mean there's a definition of that process, and that does not mean there's an explanation why we make these decisions. And this is like a key for implementing any AI, because AI needs to learn exactly that context of your own business. So there's open generic AI out there that will need to learn every specific business context in order to work better. If that context is messy, then there's going to be a messy output as well. So that question, who decides what, when, and why, is the key. And if you can't say it cleanly in a few sentences, then there's a problem to fix.
Understood. Having it was funny, a conversation having a similar conversation earlier today. And they also highlighted data, processes, and people. So that's interesting that there's a common theme. We were then having a discussion as to is it the people and the processes that drives the data, or is the data the bedrock and then the processes are accessing the data? And so I'm kind of interested because what I want to do is kind of start to join the processes with the data, and which one is the chicken, which one is the egg,
Is
if it
there
can be
go?
boiled down into that kind of phrase.
Well,
What's your
that's
take?
oh, my take is chicken or the egg problem, really. Because obviously, it's the people who create processes, and processes create data, and data feedbacks people who then create processes. So it's like a circle. It's
Basically,
kind of like
continual
it
loop.
either goes clockwise or anti-clockwise, depending probably on the business structure. But you have to look at it all together. You cannot separate them and say, well, we're a good company, we're a good hotel, just with the bad data. Because that's not true. If bad data is created by bad pro must be created by bad processes, and bad processes must be created by bad people. So it's not that it's your data is the problem. And we cannot say that in our business, everything's great, but people are the problem. Well, people created whatever is not good. So, and then you cannot say that if we had data, we had better people, because people create this data. So it's kind of like a circle loop that goes either way, one affecting another. And in order to fix or in order to prepare for AI, you have to look at all the three components.
It's interesting because I've kind of used an analogy like a milking stool, which has three legs, and if one of those isn't right, you're going to be either wonky or falling off because they all kind of support each other, don't they,
Yeah,
in some ways?
exactly. So it's a stool problem. We can call, name it.
We could
I don't know how it
just
sounds, but
yeah.
I just heard it.
Exactly. So on that basis, and because I guess I mean, aggregate intelligence is about data. That's what your business is about. So in a way, yes, those three things are interlaced and interwoven very closely together. And the people and processes can create bad data, but ultimately it's that bad data that is then interpreted and fed back. So if you have clean data, let's say you were starting out from scratch and you were just dumping in a set of data, then the cleaner the data, the better, hopefully, the outcomes could be if the processes and the people are
The
right.
people were right.
We're using
Well,
it correctly. So I guess what I'm driving at for my third question is if hotels' historical data is compromised, how big a challenge, how do you have a conversation with someone that says, yes, you want to invest in this solution, you want to go down the route of AI, that's all well and good, but just looking at your data, it's a mess. How do you move that business through that process of data, process, people, and have that conversation that says, forget the AI investment, you're just not even ready for it?
I think how to phrase that, because I think it's not really a big problem to have bad data from the past,
Okay.
because there's a lot of data that you can get from today and a lot of learning you can get from this data from today that can actually fill the gaps that you have from the past.
Okay.
Obviously, the problem is when you don't know what is right, what is wrong. And but still, using some analytics, you can probably see the data on the more aggregated and general level, and work on that.
So this
So
would come back to what you said at the beginning. You may need to get like a data scientist or a data analyst or someone possibly in to help on that
yes,
basis. Yeah.
exactly. And then just you need to be conscious of what is the condition of your data. But in order to actually move towards the AI agent-ready data, and I can relate that because this is what we have done, is a jump. Not probably it is difficult because people who with bigger minds did this, so I might be a little underestimating them. But it seemed very simple to get this data agent ready, because you need to understand first how the AI is consuming the data. So it's not just what's in the data, but how this data is prepared, how the agents are reading the data, the indexes, the instructions. If you're an agent, read this type of files that come along with the data so that the agents can deal with that. So that's one thing. If they can do that, if this data is ready, AI ready, then it's a lot easier to understand what's in the data itself. Because at the moment, you need to have, like we said, you need a data scientist and an analyst to go through the SQL files or very large data sets, etc. But if you have that data connected with an agent, you can see and start cleaning that up, normalizing this data, and the agents will help you. So
there's your little employees again that you're plugging
well,
into.
Exactly. But it's much easier dealing with the data when it's agent ready. The trickier part is to make that data agent ready and to know how to prepare the data sets, the structures, the tagging, the attributes, data definitions, everything that the agent will need. Because if you don't do that, if you just plug in the data, the risk, depending on what agents you're using, the risk is if it's an LLM open agent, first of all, it will take the data out, open, and it will hallucinate so well that you won't even realize it's giving you bad answers. If it's a restricted agent, it will give you a lot of insights, and it will even allow you to fix it. For example, we have ancillary data. It's an airline space, but ancillary data is very unstructured data. Every airline calls this seat up front in the aircraft differently. You know, long leg, front
Premium,
seat,
whatever,
free escape type of fast escape type of thing.
Yeah.
Normalizing that is very difficult. So if you're a classic data person, you would have to create dictionaries and then put the exact words in order to map them across the airlines. And if some new word comes in and it's not in the dictionary, it fails. It's not been
Does not
mapped.
compute.
Exactly. And now with the AI can do it for you. It will read anything new, it will categorize it will give the weight of accuracy and things like that, and it'll do it for you in no time. So it's a lot easier. So to answer your question, if there's bad historical data, I wouldn't worry about that. As long as we are aware that it's bad, I would think about how to make this data agent ready and ensure we connect the right agent into that data so that we can start cleaning up this data. And the agent can also help you extrapolate, you know, everything that was bad. So
And I guess that leans into your previous point around processes, because if you have bad data, it could be a tech stack, but I'm going to say more likely, nothing to support that statement, but maybe more likely it's the processes that you have got your people trained to go through to, and the process you operate within your business that is creating that bad data. So, in a way, yes, you can clean up the data, but you've then got to make sure that you change the way you operate so you don't now have bad data being layered on top of that clean data that you've just gone through. Would that be fair?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, the mindset is key. Even if you fix the data, you have to make sure that you don't come back to the bad data or wrong data. So by all means, it's the mindset that needs to be changed, and that mindset needs to be it needs a very big change. It's you know we in the hotel industry, I think it was CloudBeds that said that an average hotel deals with 25 different technology providers, each one of them different data, each one of them different data types, schemas, etc. And people are used to work in Excel, right? Maybe somebody will be used to work in Pivot. Some maybe will be advanced enough to go to SQL type of data analysis. So the hotel industry comes from a very messy data legacy. So and very undisciplined, because some hotels measure this data. Some hotels know the variable cost of a room. Some don't. Some know cost food cost, what food cost is. Some don't. So we come from a messy data legacy, and getting that into an AI ready requires a completely different mindset that people had for over the years.
My final question, you kind of answered at the beginning, because it was, if someone came to you today and asked for an honest readiness assessment, how many hotels do you think would genuinely pass? And although you say, you don't think it is none of them, but you're obviously think it would be a small percentage. if you want to elaborate on that point, and we'll come back to it. But I just want to ask you a question, because aggregate intelligence is that data, and you're dealing with massive data sets. And as you say, a large part of what you're doing is within airlines, which are very similar. They have different terminology. Do you think the era that we're in with AI and this agentic era as well, that will start to, do you think we'll get to a point where we will just use agentic AIs to be translators, or do you think it will go the other way and it will start to create a common language where companies recognize it is easier if they start to use the same terminology, because then their ability to access and use and compare that data across different systems and bolt things together will be more effective. So we will start to get rid of these different descriptions for different bits of data across different companies in airlines and hotels. Will we start to see a common language appear, or will agentic AIs just become our go-to translator that just, as long as we map it all properly and it picks it up, we don't need to worry about commonality anymore?
Yeah, I think it will be easier if we just rely on AI translations. I don't think we need to create a common language. The industries are different, and every industry is specific of its own. It's good that within the industry there are some standards, and obviously airlines have high standards. Hotels do not require those high standards because of, you know, operating, flying, security, and things like that. So I think that the dictionary, that language specific to an industry will stay, because it can stay. But the
variability within the industry. So as you were saying, different airlines call different things, you know, call different seats different things. Will we just use the agentic AI to translate that and map them? Or do you think we would see it the other way around, where airlines kind of are thinking, hold on, this is just ridiculous, we're using something to translate it, even if it is in seconds, whereas if we just had a standardization and we all called it row one or whatever it might be, that would simplify stuff in other broader areas.
Yes, I mean, obviously that standardization driven by airlines, for airlines, I think is the traditional way to go for. Like, the reason why IATA was created, in order to get this standardized, because everything is well maintained, well controlled and secure, and that's why, you know, the aircrafts are flying and then passengers are flying, everybody's happy. The ancillary offerings are different, because they are fairly new type of products. What's going to happen in the future, whether the industry will standardize that or it will continue with the rogue naming, etc., I don't know, but it's not an easy task to standardize anymore, because of the new ways of distribution capabilities that airlines have now, going directly to OTAs and meta searches, and OTAs changing the namings according to their click-through rules type of approach. It's getting harder and harder. So I don't know whether it's going to be...
airlines would happen in the hotels. It's the same challenge that would be faced.
True, because if you look at ancillary in hotels, let's say hotels will bring that ancillary offering. So they kind of have, but it's standardized. Like, it's bed and breakfast. That the breakfast is ancillary. You have to buy a bed in order to get the breakfast, and that's ancillary offering. Then you have packages, which is also ancillaries. But the packages are not standardized, right? Yep. You can have a package with sauna or without sauna, and still a spa package. Yep. But the variability of ancillary offerings is so big that to standardize that would either be a very difficult thing to do, or it will require a very simple thing to do: a small, medium, large pack, and that's it. Yep. Whatever comes in that is in there.
Interesting. So I'm just going to ask you the final question again, even though you had answered it. So hotels came to you today, you did a readiness assessment. Before getting into the technology conversation, I was like, right, are you ready to even venture down this route? I know the answer isn't none of them would pass, but what do you genuinely think most hotels, vast majority, are just not even ready to take on board the AI? Doesn't mean they can't be ready, but as they sit and stand here right now, you wake up, smell the coffee, you are not ready.
Okay, so let me rephrase that.
I thought I'd give you the chance to.
Hotels that already are AI ready, they are AI ready, right? So there may be a number of hotels that's already AI ready, but all the other hotels are not AI ready, and they need to do this first step of the data discipline processes, etc., in order to be AI ready. And because this is needed only because of the AI, before the hotels didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And didn't. Maybe they had some processes, but not defined and explained in a precise way to instruct the machine to do it. Yeah. So if you're not AI, you have to take a step to get ready for AI. It's not that by miracle you will be AI ready. Because that's the legacy, right? We do have different types of data. We do want to get Excel, PDFs. We have siloed technologies, etc. That legacy is not AI ready. It needs to be shaped up. It needs to be made AI ready. So that's why I said not the hotel. If the hotel is asking, "Am I ready?" That means you're not.
Very good. I think on that note, we'll let you go. As ever, always really interesting. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Trevor. Thank you so much. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.